Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing. Hey, everybody. We're doing a test here. Stand by for technical difficulties.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Maybe it's a short in my microphone. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I hope that this broadcast or this podcast comes to you without a hitch. It's an important show that we have this week, and I will get to announcements shortly, but we will be talking about the coronavirus. Unfortunately, I do not have an expert on the show, but we do have City Councilwoman from Naperville, Patty Gustin, on, and she's going to bring us updates on one of the largest cities in Illinois and what they're doing to prepare, what they've done, what types of precautions have been placed, and they do have one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parties in the country, parade, party, everything, all those festivities, and one of the very first to announce that they were not going to go forward with the parade. So we're going to be talking to Naperville City Councilwoman Patty Gustin in a short while, but our first half of the show, as we had originally planned, we still will be talking to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago about this wonderful non-for-profit in Chicago. So we will continue on with the show. Mimi LeClaire is the president and CEO. She'll be joining us shortly. But first, this is The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, Tuohyville Internet Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. If you've been living under a rock, let me tell you, this coronavirus has really shifted in the last 48 hours. 48 hours ago, I myself was not in much of a panic. I'm not really in a panic now, but it is more of a concern. I have an elderly woman. Thankfully, she's not going to wood and it's not going out. It's now getting really out of hand in Italy, obviously in China, in other countries, and America is for impact here. We've had a number of deaths already. Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson already announcing they have this virus that has, there's no cure or no vaccine to eradicate this. Is that the right word? Eradicate this virus. And so there is concern. And on the Dolly McCarthy Show, we talk about good things on the show. We keep it light. Yes, we do. But this is something that's very important and pressing. And if you're listening to the show, you should be aware that this is a real concern. And the NBA, NCAA, they're all canceling seasons or games. Check. Anymore. So I can make errors. No, but I try not to. But there's real concern here. Taking a sip of my tea. I'm in my new studio here in Uptown Park Ridge, broadcasting to you live. Hello to everybody on 1010 News Talk as well. What's the good word? Well, we hope to hear some good news soon about this coronavirus. And we'll talk more about that with Patty Gustin, Naperville City Council, in the half hour show. Maybe a little bit with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, see what they're doing and how that's affecting even those after school programs for the boys and girls. 20,000 children, you know, are being served by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago. And let's see what's going on over there. But first, this is a good show on Blog Talk Radio. Magnolias is now at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, brought to you by the Brightside Theater, now through March 22nd. You don't want to miss this guilty pleasure movie, Steel Magnolias, based on this play, a classic story of family strength and women and big Southern hair. It's the perfect way to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Steel Magnolias. Check out thebrightsidetheater.com for ticket information. You can also check out Disney Junior, Brightside Junior show to take the kids to. That's now playing through March. We have a lot of cancellations of events, like such as the parades. Chicago's parade was canceled. Lots of cancellations of group events, unfortunately, comes at a time of year when the snow has fallen. It's spring is coming. It's daylight hours longer. Folks are wanting to be out, and then all of a sudden this comes. It's really important still, the basics, to wash your hands. And we're not talking 10 seconds, people. We're talking a full minute. The CDC's saying 20 seconds at least. But I'm serious about this. I kind of think that it should be a minute. When I worked in the hospital as a volunteer for many years, it was always a minute. That's the only way to kill germs. So try to do a minute. How about that? Make magic happen. The Park Ridge Newcomers Club is kicking off their annual Labor of Love Gala. Make magic happen. This is on May 9th at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Tickets are now on sale. You don't want to miss out. The Dolly McCarthy Show and Park Ridge Living are proud sponsors of this event. We're really excited about it. And so if you'd like to get more information, you can check out their website, parkridgenewcomersclub.org/laborofloveLabor of Love. laborofLove2020@gmail.com is another email you can shoot out if you're looking for more tickets than just one. I believe the tickets are only $150, and they're all for a great cause. This year, the recipients are two sisters in need that live in Park Ridge. Their mother had passed away suddenly last year, and the girls have had the good fortune of having some fairy godmothers around town. And these fairy godmothers had approached the Park Ridge Newcomers Club, and now this big civic club is now getting on board and helping with taking care of these two young ladies who unfortunately lost their mother last year. And I'm so proud of Park Ridge Living and the Dolly McCarthy Show, along with my friend Tony Antonacci at Pennyville Station, for being a major sponsor of this year's Labor of Love Gala. So hopefully you can join us. I will be there May 9th, 2020, at Hyatt Regency O'Hare. While we're waiting for our first guest to come on board, I want to do a shout-out and thanks to our sponsors here. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is a family-owned and operated farm since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And we also want to do a shout out to the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is beautiful trolleys for weddings, parties, bar hops, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-930-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, limousines, party, and coach buses. The staff is ready to make your special event memorable.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, we are back. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to The Good Show. This month, we are celebrating 7 years of The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show, on Blog Talk Radio, Tuyaville Internet Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Of course, you can check out our Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, and our Instagram, The Dolly McCarthy Show, Twitter, at Good Dolly Show. And, of course, the links are on all of those sites. And you just click on the link and you can listen in any old time you want. This show is all about highlighting Chicagoland's non-for-profits. We've been doing this every week for 7 years, and highlighting the good that's going on in our community and beyond. And if you know of a non-for-profit that you'd like me to talk to on this show, I would be glad to talk to them. You know, I've had 315 shows so far, and think about it. I've been told there are about 3,000 to 5,000 non-for-profits in Chicago. So the rate I'm going, this show could go on for another 50 years, maybe more. I should probably make it daily, right? Anyway, I would love to hear from you, that's for sure. So don't forget, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh right on here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, Chicago, for tuning in. Thanks to Naperville. A lot of our listeners are in Naperville. We're going to be talking to your city councilwoman shortly in the next half hour. And for those new listeners in Park Ridge, Illinois, we've even got a percentage of listeners in China. We're with you. We're praying for you with this coronavirus over there. It's a very scary thing. All right, now let's move on and welcome to the show for the very first time, Mimi LeClaire. She's the CEO and president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago. Did you know this group was founded in 1902? The Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago's mission, they say it right here, isn't to enable all young people, especially those who need it most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. They serve about 20,000 young people from 5 to 18 years old, working with all kinds in and around Chicagoland and in the inner cities, just to get to help these children reach their full potential and thrive into adulthood. So we're really proud to have Mimi LeClaire on the show. Mimi, are you there? Uh-oh. Oops, I got her. Mimi? Are you there? Uh-oh. We'll call back. Oh, I lost her. Nuts. Now, that rarely happens. You know it. Those of you that listen regularly, you know regularly. That came out funny. So I'm in my new studio here while I'm waiting for Mimi to call back. And usually the last 2 years, I've done the show from my home studio. Before, we were at WCKG 1538 in Chicago. And we moved the studio into my home. And I decided to bring it back with me on the road. No, not on the road. We moved into new studios in Uptown Park Ridge. So I hope the show sounds better. But we're still working out some technical difficulties, so we hope it sounds better. But if not, we're getting there. So just be patient. Thank you for your patience. We really appreciate it. Okay, I think we have Mimi on the line. Mimi, are you there?
No, actually, I think you have Councilwoman Patty Gustin.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here because I was wondering, I thought you were coming on for the second half hour, my friend, but I'm glad you're here. Mimi might be calling in later in the show. We might have gotten the calendars flip-flop. Hey, we're only human here. This is still a human show. Speaking of humanity.
Congratulations on your 7 years. That's phenomenal.
Hey, can you believe it? Patty and I have been friends, well, a lot of you know, most of the listeners are in Naperville. I lived in Naperville about 25 years, and Patty and I were very active, and she's still very active in all things Naperville. And now I'm the city council. I'm so proud of you. So I have to give you a proper introduction. I did give you a big introduction at the beginning of the show because I said you're coming on, and we're going to talk about, first of all, we got to talk about the coronavirus. And what's going on in Naperville, one of the largest cities in the state here. So, and a lot of things that happen in Naperville, a lot of other cities follow suit because Naperville is one of the largest cities. And, you know, it is an area that people are drawn to, very vibrant, lively downtown. And just to really, I don't have to tell you, but you all know how amazing Naperville is. It's like Naperberry, right, Patty? They call it. So Patty's our city councilwoman. Way to represent, woman.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're kid friendly and we're family focused and education driven, safe community. That's really what we focus on for the most part.
Yeah, we are. And you were going to come on the show. We were going to talk about. Well, we still can. We were going to talk about marijuana, the legalization of marijuana. And so if we want to get an update from you on what's happening with the council there. Let's talk about the coronavirus, the parade in Naperville canceled, the Chicago parade, the South Side parade, and now the Northwest Side parade, where I reside now, where our studios are, has been canceled. It's a sad time at a time when we should be celebrating spring and coming out of the thaw and getting out of our homes and out and about. So it's a really a big, it's a downer for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's just we have to take precautions, obviously. We have, you know, received the national directive, as have other, you know, the whole country with respect to, the coronavirus. And, to be proactive and to make sure that we have our community in a safe environment. We did. We had to cancel the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which, you know, is a big event. We actually had to cancel, and it's almost like a 300 or 500-person event for the chamber. We do the state of the city.
Yeah.
So that had to be rescheduled. But many of these things will be rescheduled, and people will be able to participate in them. I think this is just kind of a little blip that we're dealing with right now. One of the other things that I've been dealing with today is the fact that people do not want to go out and vote because they're concerned. I was looking into DuPage County and Will County as to how they're going to handle that. And those two counties have requested that people request their ballots by mail today.
Today is the last day.
It's the last day to request your ballot by mail. So it's very important to the listeners to go online. I think it's DuPageCO.org, Will County. I'm sure you can Google that one. And just Google, you know, just type in the search bar, vote by mail, fill it out, and then they can still vote. And they have to mail it back. It has to be postmarked by March 17th, or they could drop it off, you know, at the county.
Mm-hmm.
People are really, really hesitant to go and vote right now, which is a bad thing because we, as other communities, like I believe it's Lamont, have a big item, a referendum on their ballot, and it is regarding recreational marijuana. And you can get a Republican, a Democrat, or independent ballot, and that question will be on the ballot. So you don't even have to pick a party. You can just go vote on the issue.
That's why it's so important to vote, because there's just more at stake here. And let's talk about Naperville. I know, Patty, you've been very vocal about your feelings on recreational marijuana and legalizing it or bringing it in Naperville. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is a family-friendly town. You know, what kind of message we've talked to? What kind of message are we sending our children? Let's talk about that. What's your stance still now today?
I think that to be smart, the city of Naperville should wait and identify what have communities. I think that having stores and being the guinea pig right now is probably detrimental. We have gotten a lot of reports out of Colorado. Actually, there was a Kellogg University master's degree resident here in Naperville that actually did a six-year analysis on Colorado and the financials. And they've identified that Illinois' financials are flawed, that the money is not there.
Oh, well, that's surprising,
and
at, Patty. Really? That's surprising.
Right? Not. I mean, what Springfield was doing is they're taking it one data point, and the one data point is when it's the most productive, right? It's like when the iPhone first came out, right? Everybody wanted the iPhone, and so you had a big buyer pool. And then as time went on, things slowed down. And it's the same thing with this. So,
gambling too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so the other part of it is, in speaking with our enforcement people, You know, bringing that nuisance, those stores to your community will bring that additional nuisance that you wouldn't have if you did not have the stores. Now, you'll still have the users and you'll still have people that can buy it elsewhere. But, you know, the reality is do you want that additional nuisance in your community?
Well, it depends. Does the nuisance translate to costing the city more than what they're going to be making on the recreational sales?
Absolutely,
question, right?
And absolutely, and you'll gain $4.75. It's $4.75 sales tax, home rule sales tax, on purchases of recreational marijuana in Naperville if you opened up a store. So, on $1 million of sales, the city would only get $47,500. So, they would have to sell a lot more drugs to even make any kind of movement for the city's budget, which all in with the electric company and the water department and everything else is over $400 million. So,
yeah.
You know, it's really not about the money for the city of Naperville. I think it is about the community as a whole and what kind of community you want to be.
If, you know what, Patty, you said it right there. What kind of community do you want to be? And I think Naperville has known what kind of community they are. They've been a leader in that in the state. This is who we are, and people have followed them, or they haven't, and that's fine too. But this is who Naperville is, and I think we're at a point, and I say we because I consider myself a Napervillian still, even though I don't live there. I lived there 25 years, and it was so much change at that time. And it was during the time when we really were defining who we were. So I take this kind of personally too. We're at a point now, and tell me if you agree or disagree. I'm fine with that. This is my show. I can cut you off anytime, just to warn you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I want to know if where you're at with this, because I think that Naperville is at a point where, are we going to follow everybody all the time, or are we still going to lead? And what I mean by leading, it doesn't mean, and I want to know if you agree with me or disagree. I'm fine with that. It does not mean that this is so horrible. I mean, we know, Patty, you and I know people that are good people that do this recreationally. We know people that do it for medicinal purposes. However, we're talking, and I think you and I are on the same page here. The message that we're sending to young folks is there's a fix for it, always. And there's not always a fix. It begins with you, and I think in Naperville it's always been a can-do. You know, we will help each other. We will lift each other up. We are a can-do town. But it really starts with each individual. You can do it. Just and you don't need something, a crutch. You don't need something. I hate to say that word, but it, you know, for young people, we're sending a message that it's okay that you're not strong enough on your own. Take a drug, take the edge off. You know, kick back. Maybe I'm the minority, but I don't have a problem saying it.
Well, I mean, we do have an influx, the industry itself, because we do have a medical marijuana facility here in Naperville, and cannabis does have thousands of cannabinoids that are components that can be very helpful medicinally, right? Medically.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's why there are medical facilities, and they have oversight. They have doctor oversight. They have accountability. If you have a reaction to it, you can talk to your physician and find out what your reaction is to it. So there's a lot of that oversight in the medical end of it. In the recreational, there is not. And I will tell you that there is a PAC, what you call a political action PAC, that has been developed, and they have been funded by the industry out of Colorado. And so the marijuana industry out of Colorado that has the medical marijuana site here in town put $80,000 into their fund to market to the residents of Naperville to vote for stores in the city of Naperville. And they're not even Naperville residents. And so that voice is coming from outside of Naperville. The question is, what will Naperville residents decide? Whose voice they want to listen to? And what they want, what message they want to send to their youth in their community. What kind of leader do they want to be?
I want to, and you're a leader. I'm curious to know where exactly you stand. I know you've been against it, but what are the reasons?
The reasons I'm against it is because, first off, this isn't your mama's marijuana. It is a gateway drug. We do know now that there have been deaths related to gummy bears, and that there were two deaths that we just found out. So this is a drug. It's a drug. And so for me, I mean, adults can do what they want to do. I'm not comfortable with the fact that the state just did this and not asked its residents about it, and if it should be something. And also the facts are not reliable. You know, it's all about, oh, look how great Colorado's doing. Well, look what the other states are doing, and they're not as profitable. And they weren't, you know, it just, to me, I feel as though it would be detrimental to our community. It would be detrimental to our message and what people move here for and what people stay here for. And I think
you and I know what people move and stay there for. But let's talk to the residents or people that are listening that don't know why. Can you tell us why people move there?
I mean, you move here because you know that the education your children are going to get is going to be a good education, if you so desire. You know that it's supportive of family. You know it's a safe community. You know there's a lot of activities within the community, a lot of events. There's so many not-for-profits here, too, that try to help because life needs to have a balance. But to add a component to a community that is a drug, it's a Schedule I narcotic still, except for the medical end of it, which has that oversight.
Yeah, and the federal government has not said, so this is still an illegal drug in the eyes of the federal government. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, can they change it to a Schedule II? They can. Well, when it goes to a Schedule II, then they can do research on it. We don't even have research on this product yet. And so bringing that into the community that we spend a lot of money in, we love, we work in, we play in, we raise our children in, we is that really the right smart move? And
yeah.
I just don't think it is.
This is in Naperville about 12 years ago. Maybe we had a town hall meeting. Do you remember this, Patty, at Neuqua Valley? It was at Neuqua Valley town hall meeting. There were about two or three kids that had overdosed on heroin.
Oh, yeah.
And the town went nuts. I mean, the parents, we were just grief-stricken families, but we realized, oh, my goodness, there's a problem here. And we went into that can-do mode. And we were packed in that gym. And, you know, so I got to tell you, I'll be so surprised if this passes. I will be very surprised because the Naperville has changed somewhat from the way it was. Again, I want to say, like what Patty said, we're not saying you're evil for taking this drug. Adults take it in their responsible, let's hope. But for young people, when they see adults taking it at a young age, they're more inclined to start using it. It's like cigarettes.
Right.
And it's a gateway drug. So,
it is so much a gateway drug. I mean, Lyndon Oaks.
If you don't believe
doctors,
it, you're kidding yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, I had spoken with a young man who started out on marijuana, and he had shared with me, and he now lectures in circuits. He shared with me, he said, Councilwoman Gustin, I started with marijuana and I continued to use it all the way through my heroin addiction. He didn't start on out heroin. He said, I started out on marijuana and then I moved on to cocaine and then I moved on to this and moved on to that and ended up on heroin. He goes, and I've been clean for 4 years now. God bless. But kind of product it is. It's a drug. It's not you know, I know they're saying it's going to be helpful and it's only going to be for adults and kids aren't going to get their hands on it. Well, that's what they said about alcohol. That's what they said about cigarettes. And we all know common sense tells you what direction that went in, right?
Yeah. Now, I just want to get a little bit talk about one of Naperville's very own beloved Jack Schiffler. You know Jack.
Yeah.
Who just passed away March 7th at his home after a really long illness. Jack suffered from post-PTSD. He was 74. He was going to be 75 in May. He was a Vietnam War veteran, Marine Corps, lifelong resident of Naperville. I think it was the fourth generation Napervillian. I know his wife, Marge, very well. I was lucky enough to see Jack just 2 weeks ago at his bedside, and you know, what a man, and the memory, the legacy that he leaves behind. There was no wake. There's been so far no memorial announced. I don't know, but I know his family has asked people to make contributions in Jack's memory to the Naperville Response for our veterans and to the Judd Kendall 73. Which is, I'm not sure if you guys have seen it along the Riverwalk near the beach. So Jack Schiffler, we're thinking of the family and what a loss for Naperville and what a legacy this man leaves behind. You remember Patty? He was responsible for bringing the moving wall.
Vietnam wall. With the healing field of honor, and oh my gosh, and he just headed up everything. I mean, Veterans Day events and different memorials, military memorials, Memorial Day events. I mean, he was always there until, you know, he got sick. And we just miss him so much. It was a great loss for the community. I know Naperville Response for our veterans, they're going to have their Strength and Honor Luncheon in April. So I anticipate they'll do something in his honor. And also I'll be bringing a special guest to that event. There is a gentleman that, it was a, and I may be saying it wrong, Kostigi Airman. That was the African American Air Force, served in the war. And he is a gentleman, he is like 93 or 95 years old. So he's going to be coming as my guest. And it talks about how he wanted to fly an airplane, but he was 6 feet tall or taller, and he couldn't fit in the airplane. So he actually would fill the planes with the bombs and things like that. So, you know, these men that we're losing, like Jack and others, while they're here, we really need to get their stories and just praise them and thank them mm-hmm. for their service.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I love about Naperville is when I worked for many years at the TV station in town, our NCTV, we did preserve a lot of those memories. So we'll have to do that again for this gentleman, Schiffler. Rest in peace, my friend, 74 years old, Vietnam War, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, lifelong resident of Naperville. He leaves behind a lovely wife, Marge. Love Marge and children, Marcy and Carrie, and a few grandchildren in there, too. He will be missed. Quite a character. We used to call him Sergeant Goofy. And he always led those Memorial Day parades. Do you remember that one Memorial Day parade where it rained, the rain came from out of nowhere. It was a beautiful sunny day. Jack is announcing why we put the wreath in the river, talking about, you know, those that have made the ultimate sacrifice and going on and on. And all that. He ended and I started talking. I was with Councilman Rosa Nova at the time. We started emceeing the parade and then Jack interrupts. Turns out it's a microphone. This is the first time I met him. He says, well, hello. Hey, little lady. We got a storm coming our way. Everyone needs to take cover immediately. It just, the rain came out of nowhere. Tubas were filled with water. But Jack led the parade down to center Park and honored the our veterans and those that came left. They made the ultimate sacrifice or our monument over to Central Park. But he marched on down there with the parade. They still went down there through the rain when everybody was taking cover. So that's the kind of man he was, the grit, the strength, the Marines. Yeah. And so it comes at this comes at a very interesting time in for Naperville. So you've got the old Napervillians, the old school. I mean, it's just Naperville's kind of it's not just Naperville. It's kind of like all across America, the that generation. And we'll see how the country shifts. And this will be very interesting how it it pans out in Naperville. But
yeah.
So, well Patty, thanks
you
for everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you wanted to talk about that I'm missing here?
I was listening to your show, and it's a wonderful show. And you had shared with how many not-for-profits there are out in the world here in the state of Illinois and elsewhere. And there is a not-for-profit in town. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're called Kids Matter. And
yeah.
They're an organization mm-hmm. that helps young people make good choices. And they have an initiative this year. It's called the Kindness Initiative. And I have to tell you, I just think if we could share that message and just ask people to be kinder, because it just seems as though life gets away from us and we have a lot of things going on in life and we forget to be kind.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day you'll have mm-hmm. her on to chit chat with you and, you know, I love the work that you do. Thank you so much.
Who's now heading up Kids Matter? Because I've had them on the show before.
Believe it's Kamala Martinez. Yeah,
okay.
Kamala Martinez.
Yes. Oh, she's been on the show before. Oh, yes. Kids Matter. Let's see. You really hit it right there. It's about just being kind and really taking care of our children. Not just the abused and neglected, which is what Kids Matter does. That's their mission, to help those abused and neglected children so they can heal and thrive. You know, volunteers are helping to support foster and children there. And, you know, but like you said, just being kind to each other. Kids of all ages and all walks of life, they do matter. And they're people, too. Remember that TV show years ago? Kids are people, too.
Yep.
You know, it's so true. We have to take care of each other. I say that all the time on this show. And I learned a lot of that from my years living in Naperville, taking care of each other. But you're absolutely right, Patty. And, you know, let me just end the show this way. And let me thank you, Patty, too, for coming on the show again. Let's stay in touch and come back on anytime. I love having you on. You have a lot of common sense and a lot of, I might get in trouble with this word, but a compass. You bring that compass to, you know, a lot of people that do need to hear it. And mostly your caring nature. And I know that's why you're so involved, because you care so much. And you're always on the go. I don't know how you do it. And you look fantastic, my friend. So keep up the good work. And
thank you.
In touch. Let me know. Let's stay in touch. I want to know how the election turns out. And so come back on the show and
we'll
talk about it and see where the future goes or what the future holds. Whether or not it passes or not, it's still a great town. It's still going to be a great town, but we'll just have to work a little harder. Right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dolly. You have a wonderful St. Patrick's
woman
Day.
In Naperville. You too. Oh, happy St. Patty's Day. We won't be celebrating in Naperville this year, sadly, or on the Northwest side. Many years at St. Patty's Day Parade. I was there for the very first St. Patty's Day Parade. I'll never forget it. And the very first turkey trot. Am I starting to sound old here? Probably because I just turned 51 last week.
But they're all great. I mean, the turkey trot is so much fun. So much fun. Have you done the Judd Kendall 0.01 marathon or whatever they call it, right? Remember that's
no,
the one
I
they actually they just walk around the parking lot and then they're done.
I love it. I heard about that. That was hysterical. But we when is that?
It's a great fundraiser.
Is that in May?
Gosh, I think so. Don't hold me to it, but I think it is.
I want to dedicate this show to my dear friend Jack Schiffler, who passed away on March 7th. A very dear friend of mine, a dear friend of many people in Naperville. We're not having a big wake or funeral like we did for our dear, dear, dear friend Mayor George Perrydell. But nevertheless, he still is as much in our hearts as anybody there. And I just hope that, we do have him on the Naperville Love the Parade mural in downtown Naperville. So we do have him there. I hope we can find another way to preserve his legacy, his grit, his honor, his can-do. And, you know, one thing about Jack, you may not have agreed with him, but you're always his friend. He always was.
Absolutely.
And that's how it works. We collaborate in Naperville. That's the great thing about that town.
We will miss him. And my prayers go out to his family.
Yeah. And to all veterans dealing with PTSD and Agent Orange, we're taking care of you. And if you need help, this is the not-for-profits and our veterans support charity as well. And I know you do that every day with your work through the city, too. On that note, everybody, luck of the Irish to you. Wash your hands. Don't leave it to chance or luck. Wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Well, not really. I'm not kidding. But enjoy the festivities. Hopefully you guys will still celebrate something this weekend. And we'll definitely we'll be missing that parade, that's for sure. All right, Patty. Patty Gustin, Naperville City Councilwoman. Thanks again, Patty, for coming back on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Dolly. Thank you.
Say hello to everybody over there in Naperville, my favorite town.
Good news, good gas, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, my favorite West suburban town, to be fair, from the northwest of Chicago. And I do love it over here, too. Okay, you have many people to love, right? Many towns to love. All right, I do want to do a shout-out one more time to Sullivan Steakhouse, sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show since the very beginning, 7 years ago this month. Thank you, Naperville. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening every week and mostly for taking care of each other. You're the best. Time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next week for another edition of The Good Show.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Ooh, yeah, 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 The Dolly.